the next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kerry Morin. The Hoosiers return their top two scorers, All Big Ten honorees Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill from last year's team that earned a school record 23 wins and reached the WNIT quarterfinals. Coach, if you could give us some opening comments, we'll open the call for questions.
Great. Well, good morning. We're excited, obviously, to be led by two seniors, as you mentioned, and Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill. Five freshmen and really just four returners. And so we're just excited about the season. I think we put together a competitive non-conference schedule that's going to prepare us for Big Ten play. But again, just excited to be led by those two kids.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media.
If you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Vera Jones, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm great, Vera. Thank you.
My question really just relates to the fact that every coach is trying to find that big fix, that point of emphasis that from one year to the next. What is, in that along that line, what is it that you feel that Indiana has to do to just get to that next level, to be exactly who you want them to be?
That's a great question. I think belief in what we've been able to do here in a short amount of time. But I have in Tyra and Amanda two very confident young ladies that are still leaving a legacy here at Indiana and have goals of getting back to the NCAA tournament. We have five freshmen too that have no experience and know nothing about what it takes to get to the tournament. So their leadership is going to be so important this year. But it's just bringing those young kids along and getting them to believe and understand that the work we're putting in right now in practice is hopefully going to put us in a position to be playing in postseason play. And right now, that's you don't know what you don't know sometimes as young people. And so there's as far as a sense of urgency for Amanda and Cahill, they know their window is closing. And they want to get back desperately to the tournament. So it's getting everybody around us or them to believe that we need to get back to the tournament.
Okay. Thank you very much, Coach, and good luck.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Christy Winter-Scott, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good.
Did we lose you?
Christy, are you there?
Her line is still connected. Okay, we'll move on to Michelle Vogel with ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach. I was talking to Coach Merchant about, she spent her whole life coaching and playing and growing up in Michigan, and for the most part you've been the same in Indiana in terms of knowing that the dynamics of that state, the high school talent, and in some ways the struggle over the years that Indiana has had in terms of getting those kids. How have you sort of addressed that and changed that and changed to a degree that dynamic of making the Hoosiers a destination point for the top Indiana talent?
Well, Michelle, we're still a work in progress with that. I look at my roster and really feel like we don't have enough Indiana kids. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that we have other tremendous schools right here in the state of Indiana. Which is, again, as you know, so rich in tradition in basketball. We're a basketball state. And, that's been the challenge is to get, some of these Indiana kids, first, to want to stay in the state, and secondly, because of sort of where the state of Indiana women's basketball has been, to take a chance and come to a place like this, where, our vision of wanting to play for championships and get to the tournament year in and year out is important to us. And so it's been a challenge for us, but again, we have so many great players here in the state that, again, you know, relationships, that's where it starts, and we really try to do our part as far as a staff of developing relationships with the coaches here in the state. And quite frankly, you know, we're recruiting has changed. You know, we're talking to really young kids right now, just trying to build those relationships in hope that, you know, when it's time for those guys to make decisions, that Indiana will be a school that, you know, will be high on their list. But to say that I want to keep the best kids in the state of Indiana at Indiana, there's no question that that's where it starts, and then we build out from there. But we got to do a better job of trying to, again, get those kids to want to come to Indiana and take a chance on a program that we believe can be very special.
And if I could follow up really quick, and specifically with Tyra, do you feel like, are there things we may see from her this year? She's developed her game that have expanded. I mean, she's obviously a great scorer, but there are other things you may be looking for her for her senior year.
Well, here's what I think happened. You know, this summer she got invited to play or to participate, try out for USA Basketball. And what we've seen since she joined us in Italy, and then just for the remainder of the summer, just in watching her prepare and watching her be in the gym and watching her around her teammates, I think Tyra is at a whole nother level with her confidence. She was always confident, but as far as her right now, where that level of confidence is, like I said, it's at an all-time high in terms of what her own game, but also what I've been most proud is just her leadership that she's shown with the young kids that we got, you know, on our team. And that's what I've been most impressed with. She certainly has her own goals individually and obviously team goals, but there's no question that Tyra Buss is playing at an all-time high as far as confidence.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Chrissy Winterscott, Big Ten Network.
Yes, can you guys hear me now? I'm sorry about that.
I can hear you.
Can you guys hear me?
Chrissy, I can
Hello?
Hear you.
Oh, good. Okay. Sorry about that last time. I don't know what happened on that. I was on the AP discussion yesterday on Twitter, and I posed the question, what are the key components to creating a positive team culture? And I found it interesting that Tyra Buss said communication, positive body language, willing to be coachable, and being happy for each other's success. And I really thought that was very poignant. How much of that have you seen, not just from her, but from the team overall?
Well, Chris, what she did was basically recite our core values. We have 8 core values in our program, and they all start with we, you know, and we're going to do all those things. We're going to have great body language. We're going to be the best communicating team in the Big Ten. We're going to make decisions that are best for our basketball team. So I'm proud that, you know, she's obviously those are everywhere in our film room. They're in our locker room. They're in our academic center, anywhere where our players can see them. And they're just reminders every day for our players of what Indiana basketball, what we're about. And so I'm really pleased that she was able to share that. And it just, you know, makes me feel good inside that, you know, we are having an impact and the kids actually are paying attention to us. So, you know, that's really nice to see.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. All the best for a successful season.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you.